Welcome to the Brand 50 Podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs of all types that have started their businesses later in life. Learn, be inspired, and get motivated from their stories so that you can take your life's experiences and turn them into your next venture. Here are your hosts, Jackie Haldy and Robert Iriartbord.
Hey, Jack, I just listened to Ann Affinito's interview that you did with her. She sounds like a ball of energy. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about her?
She's great, and you probably did hear a lot about Ann's interview because you had to do a lot of editing, didn't you? A lot of cleanup work on it?
Yeah, mainly on the interviewer.
Okay, mainly on the interviewer. That would be me. Anyway, so Ann is just amazing. She's 51 years old. You'd never know it by looking at her. I was blessed to have met her about a year and a half ago at a nutrition fitness workshop that I attended with my wife, and both my wife and I were like stunned at, when we found out how old she was. She just looks a lot younger than she is. She's got a lot of energy and just a wealth of knowledge in terms of fitness and nutrition and wellness. I'm currently working on a video that'll be on the Brand 50 website here, and in course of working on this video, I was able to meet some folks, students of hers that she works with, that she trains, and they've had nothing but good things to say about her. So this interview, she talks about the importance of having a balanced life, nutrition, fitness, and sleep being a really, really important thing to have in your life. And so a great interview, and someone I really enjoyed getting to know.
And this is somebody that we're going to try to have on a regular basis.
Yeah, so Ann will be joining us regularly. She'll have several different topics that we'll cover over the course of hopefully years to come here, but every day she helps people, so she's going to be somebody that's going to really be a great resource for our listeners.
All right, let's listen to Ann.
Joining me today on the Brand 50 Podcast is 50-pluser Ann Affinito, who's a personal trainer. She's been in the business for almost 20 years now, and she's trained thousands of people. She's a National Academy of Sport Medicine trainer. She's got AFAA credentials. She's got a boatload of credentials, more than I even want to list here. And I want to thank you for joining us today and was hoping you could give us a little bit more background on kind of who you are and what you're doing professionally.
Hi. Well, gosh, as you said, yes, I've been in the industry for just about 20 years. I'm 51 years old. I have two children, a daughter, 22, and a son, almost 21. Anyways, life is good. I feel great. I've said this to you before, and this is kind of like my little motto too, is younger next year. It's not about, oh my God, my birthday's coming. Yuck. No, it's not about that. That you want to continually think, no, I am going to get younger as I grow older. And there's a method to the madness. And I think I pretty much walk the talk, and it feels really good. And it makes me feel really good when other people tell me that they feel good because they're walking that same talk. So I love what I do. I don't consider it a job. I just consider it fun. It's definitely my lifestyle is what I do for a living.
I feel real lucky to have you. You're going to be a regular on our podcast. We've talked about this. You've got a boatload of experience. The thing I love about you, too, is that you are 51. You're in amazing shape. I go work out at the health club. You're there. And whenever I'm in that big stretch room, I always see a photo of you, that big, huge, massive wall photo of you working out. So you really are a testament to, you know, really at any age, you can look great and be the best you are. So, you know, hats off to you for that. We are going to have you on a regular basis contributing to this podcast. As we discussed, this podcast is about really encouraging and inspiring folks that are 50 plus. It's easy to be not happy about the work that you're doing or your physical appearance and that sort of thing. And what we are trying to do with this podcast is offer a platform for those 50 plusers who want to have some motivation, inspiration, and some good knowledge in terms of maybe how to start your own business and how to get fit. And as you and I both know, if you want to be successful in business, it starts with your health. You've got to be healthy. Right?
Yes.
So in terms of nutrition and fitness, tell us a little bit about, just from your own personal perspective, why you think it's important from a fitness standpoint. And as people get older, like, what are some of the things they can do for longevity and sort of to help them in their careers?
Well, first of all, it's got to be your lifestyle. Eat really well and keep movement in your body. Your body needs it. Your mind needs it. To keep your mind young and your body young, it's important that you do keep it stimulated in many different ways. And it doesn't mean getting up and doing the same thing every single day. You definitely got to keep things interesting, just like in life. You got to keep things interesting just so that your brain stays young and your body stays young. So I would say that's the first thing, is just movement, and then try to eat as healthy as you possibly can. meaning whole foods, real foods. Forget all the easy fast food, because that's what's killing our nation. This country has the number one highest ratio of child obesity in the whole world. And it is due to processed foods and fast food on every single corner. You don't see that in other countries. That is a big deal. So definitely movement and eating healthy go hand in hand.
As someone who is getting older, and as you get older, it's more difficult to sleep and you run into these other issues, how would you classify them? Like, would you go sleep one, nutrition second, fitness third? How would you rate that?
Well, sleep is definitely key. However, if you're not eating right, it's going to affect your sleep. It's hard to say. I would have to say that the nutrition is going to affect the sleep. Sleep is definitely number one.
Right.
But they all are related. All three of them go hand in hand.
You've been at this for almost 20 years. Why in nutrition and fitness? What prompted you to get into it?
When I was younger, a lot younger, when I was in elementary school, I was chunky. I was a chunky kid. I would say from fifth grade to about eighth grade. And I got picked on a little bit with my brothers than anything. That leaves lasting effects, definitely. Basically, though, I took care of that. And I did start to get into fitness, I would say, maybe towards high school, when I started to notice my body changing. I don't know, I was just more aware of it. PE and just feeling funny in my gym clothes and just feeling that awkward feeling and just wanting to do something about it too. So I did start going and working out and getting into the gym and stuff. And then I went through college and went through that whole college thing. And you're all lean and mean when you go to college, and then you have a couple years where you're a little off because you're away from home and you're not eating properly. So that's when I started paying attention to it again. From there, I got into the airlines and flew all over the world, met many walks of life. A lot of times, a lot of us crew members would pair up and we would find gyms or classes at a certain gym and work out all over the world. And that's where I really became a true fan of fitness, because I just noticed how it made me feel. It made me feel better. It made me feel better when I was in high school. It made me feel better when I was in college and then through my career. And then after that, settled down, got married, had two children, and quit flying, was home. And I belonged to a local gym. One of the fitness director approached me and said, "Ann, you're such a people person. You love working out. Did you ever think of getting into fitness?" And I said, "I have, actually." And so anyway, she was kind of my motivator and my mentor. That's when I started looking into it. And I went back to school. I got all the certifications that I needed. I just decided, you know what? When I was pregnant with my first, I said, "I do not want to look like a mom," which is kind of sounds kind of funny, after I have my child. I want to be fit. I want to inspire other moms to take care of themselves, because they let themselves go and they put all their energy towards their family and raising the kid and taking care of that kid, and they put themselves last. That's what really, really was the ticket for me.
That's funny. The reality of the situation, too, is that if you make it a habit, as you decided, you know, once after your first child, you wanted to be fit and you wanted to inspire, but it's all about forming habits and good habits. And
yes.
What happens to a lot of people as they get into their 30s and 40s, they started developing bad habits. They get close to 50 and the habits have gotten even worse. And then what happens from a nutritional fitness standpoint, if you're not happy with yourself inside out, that is also a reflection of maybe your career and how things are going.
Yes,
so
yes.
In terms of, we had talked a little bit about the sleep issue, and what are some of the things that people can do from a sleep perspective? Because as we know, when you got to get up in the morning and go to work, and if you're exhausted, you're not going to make for a great day. I don't think we've ever heard too many people that have had 3 or 4 hours of sleep rave about how great they feel in the morning or in that day. So what are some of the tips and what's some advice that you give folks?
Well, first of all, exercise is important. Exercise truly does help with sleep. You don't want to exercise too close to bedtime, because that's going to elevate your energy. That's number one. Number two, it's super important to find quiet time in your life, to find quiet time in your day. You got to either meditate, do yoga, tai chi, sit down and journal. If you're spiritual and you read the Bible, I mean, you got to find a way to have quiet time in your day. Super important. I find it in the morning. I get up really early. I get up probably about 4:45 every morning. And I do have a little book that I read, and I have my own little spiritual moment before I even start my day, and it sets my day. So I think that those two things are super important. You got to watch your caffeine intake, and you also have to watch your alcohol intake. And so I would say those things are top as far as sleep.
It is so true, especially once you get into your 40s, you realize that the sleep and the alcohol in the evening definitely go hand in hand, right?
Totally.
Yeah. What is your typical day like? You said you get up at 4:45 in the morning, you read, you maybe do some journaling. Give us a sense of your day, and then what time do you generally turn off the TV in the evening and start getting ready for bed?
So my typical day, let's just say I get up about 4:45, and I do my little quiet moment to set my day. I review what I am going to do that day. So I have that down in front of me as well. So I review it. I run a program at Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek called Rev 32. It's an 8-week program. It's a lifestyle change program, which could involve weight loss. It could involve just changing habits. Anyways, I'm just getting ready to start another program. So I am reviewing who's in my class. I'm reviewing what I'm going to teach them that day. And then I also teach group exercise classes. Like I teach Insanity, which is a high intensity interval training class. I teach that on Monday. And I also teach a core class. So I have to go over that in my head before I go on with my day. So I get to work early. I have my 6 a.m. Rev 32 class. Before I get to work, I do eat a great breakfast. I set my day with a balanced meal for morning.
And what's that meal look like?
Basically, I have anywhere between 5 to 6 egg whites. Sometimes I'll put a yolk in there. It depends. Yolks are good for you as well. I'll have like a cup of spinach in there and I scramble it up and I have a half a cup of oatmeal. Sometimes I'll have blueberries or a half a grapefruit with that, depending on my day and how active I am that day. But that's pretty standard for me. And then I make my recovery shake because I try to work out in the morning as well. So I make sure I have a recovery shake ready for me. So I drink that right after my workout. I have to be organized, and that's one of the keys. You have to be organized. You have to prep. So I pack my food. Mid-morning, I have a snack. Lunch, mid-afternoon, I have a snack. Then I have a dinner around 6:30. And then I try to retire around 10 o'clock every night because for me, I have to get 7 hours is perfect for me. Mm-hmm. I can get by on 6. 5 is a little tough. So I shoot for 7.
Yeah.
8 is kind of hard for me to get just because, but I'm really good at 7.
Now, as we continue on with these podcasts on a regular basis, what are some of the topics? I know we're going to cover off on nutritional topics as well as fitness topics, but what are some of the things that you're looking to talk about? Again, geared towards 50 plusers.
So 50 plusers, and I've been thinking about this, and I think it'll evolve as we go along. But one of the topics that I would love to cover, and I mentioned this earlier, is not so much getting hung up on the fact that we are all getting older. I was thinking of covering something about like growing younger next year, as opposed to, oh crud, I have another birthday coming. I'm getting older. So there's some things that we can go over as far as that. Like how can we get younger next year? I think that's a good topic and some good tips can come out of that. Another one would be some exercise rules that I have laid out that I pretty much follow that I'd like to share with everybody. I've got a list of rules and go over those. And then another topic would be some nutrition principles that I follow, some pretty general but specific principles that are good guides for people to follow as we get older.
Why don't we maybe jump into some of the rules? Give us an overview of some of the rules that you like to follow.
Well, for example, if you're talking about exercise, I think that the intensity of exercise is important. You want to make it comfortable, but you also want to make it challenging because if it's too comfortable, not much change is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you've got to add in some challenges. You've got to take yourself up to that next level, that next notch in order to see and feel change. Especially if you're trying to lose those last extra pounds, let's just say. You got to increase the intensity of your workout. You're going to burn more calories overall as well.
You'll burn fat. It'll give you more energy. You'll sleep better, all those kinds of things.
Exactly.
You see people at the gym. I see them all the time. And they're regulars at the gym, but they hop on the bike or the treadmill, and they just seem going at the same speed for 45 minutes. And that's not good either, right? Because your body's producing a lot of cortisol.
Yes.
You're stressing out your body. It's not a positive. What are some of the mechanisms behind that? What causes that?
Well, you know what? There's a difference between steady state cardio and there's a difference between high intensity interval training. So steady state is just steady on a treadmill. The second you walk off of it, you stop burning calories. And you can also add stress to your body. with the high intensity interval training, you're taking your heart rate up and down, which is what causes you to burn more fat and calories, and you don't stop when you finish that workout. That happens throughout the day. So it's called EPOC, exercise post-oxygen consumption, is what happens. We get in more into detail on that later, but there's a definite difference. But it's not that steady state cardio is wrong. It's just that it has its place. It definitely has like an active recovery day, mm-hmm. which is what I had on Thursday. So I basically went for a hike and a walk. That's pretty much, it was like a steady state, but it was just a recovery day. It was just simple, but yet it was movement, you know, because my body's used to movement. So it has its place. The high intensity is pretty much is what's going to change your body.
How many days a week? This is the other issue that people have. As we've talked, we both work out a lot.
Yeah.
For me, my biggest challenge is not overdoing it. It's easy to work out 6-7 days a week and feel like you've got to, but the reality is your body needs rest. How many days a week is advisable? What is too much?
To be honest with you, your body needs rest. It definitely needs time for those muscles to repair and to grow. And that's when you're going to see the results the most, is if you do give yourself recovery. I could choose to have a recovery day on Thursday and do nothing. Or I could choose to do active. And I basically base it on how I feel. How hard did I work out on Wednesday? But the high intensity interval training, you could do to 3 to 4 times a week. For example, let's just say Monday, Tuesday, you did a HIIT training. Wednesday would be a great recovery day for you.
Sure.
And that would be a walk around the block or just even nothing, absolutely nothing, just your normal activity. And then you could go ahead and hit it back on Thursday if that's your 3 day a week. Everybody's different. I mean, I can't really say that there's a formula that's out there that works for every single person. Like, I'd have to know exactly what you're doing, and I'd also have to know your goal. Movement is important, and whatever that means to you. If that means yoga, that's great. Just as long as you're doing something, give yourself at least 1 to 2 days off.
Well, good advice. Is there anything that I'm missing right now that you want to cover off? We have a couple of minutes left, but I wasn't sure if there's anything more that you wanted to add.
We're living in an age where we have so many options out there than there ever was. And I think that it's just really important to take care of yourself and take advantage of what is out there. There's a lot of good articles, good reading. You've got the internet. If you've got something going on that you want to know more about within your body, it's not just a visit to the doctor anymore. Get on the internet and Google it and learn about it, whatever that may be. It could be anything to do with your health and wellness and growing older. Also, you want to keep in mind something that I used to have to stand in the aisle on an airplane and say, okay, here's your oxygen mask. All right. So I even tell my clients right now, put your oxygen mask on first before you put on your child's. Okay.
Right.
And it's the same thing, even with the moms. Like I said earlier, you got to take care of yourself and then you're better equipped to take care of others.
And then finally, how can people reach you if they want to learn more about you or even connect with you?
The best way to reach me is to get onto my website, which is www.bodybyann, and that's ANN.com. My email will be on there, my contact information, and you'll also read a little bit about myself as well.
Well, again, thanks so much for joining us today. And then we will connect down the road on many more podcasts. So thanks and have a great day.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on all of our guests, go to brand50.com where you'll find show notes, podcasts, and other resources to help guide you through your next phase. Please consider subscribing to our show on iTunes and do us a favor and write us a review while you're there. You can also follow our Brand 50 Facebook page. Thanks for listening.